All right, we continue with our investigation and meeting folks who have taken advantage of Azure in the real world, in the real cloud, if you will. In this case, really concentrating on compute capabilities, which I'm very interested in for sure. Please introduce yourself. Tell us what your company does.
Hello, I'm Peter Soukalopoulos. I'm from Green Button. I'm based in Wellington in New Zealand. I've been working with Azure since August last year. Green Button's a really dynamic company. We work in the digital media space, so we're able to take 3D models and render them on the cloud from Azure. We had a solution that was based on MPI technology on a Linux platform, and we brought that over to Azure for the scalability that's available within Azure and really that unlimited number of resources.
Outstanding. Now, let's talk about that because, you know, when I hear MPI, I'm thinking native code.
And of course,
you can run native code in Azure, yes?
Yes, and we use that capability extensively.
First ones I've met that have done that. I'm really happy to hear that.
So we have a system that's multi-tenanted, so we run different types of jobs depending on where the green button lives. So the green button runs in a number of 3D packages, sort of the open source ones we use, like Blender.
Okay.
So we put plugins right in there, and they can see the big green button inside the app. And from there, the user who's signed up onto our website, which, by the way, we've also hosted on SQL Azure.
Okay.
We didn't originally intend to do that, but we did, and on Windows Azure with a SQL Azure database serving all that membership info. And from there, those details are verified, and then we upload the job that comes that needs to be processed. And then we've got some smarts where we split the job up so it's parallelized. We're doing some really, really great work at the moment where we're actually going to present to the user what the upfront costs are going to be in Azure. So we don't know if anyone else is doing this.
Wow.
So we call this job prediction.
Nice.
And we've got some smart mathematical models behind that. So we're working on that, and a release will be out quite soon.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's interesting. We're having a discussion about billing and charging at the moment. And,
sure.
I think this is quite new to the platform, being able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So people will be able to choose a different level of service on what they're prepared to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they want a faster service, they might have a client sitting right next to them. They might want to run in a couple of minutes rather than half an hour, depending on how big that job is. So they pay for that. And then we will spin up how many calls are needed based on our modeling. And they get the results back in real time and their progress and
amazing.
Download it. So that's what we do.
That's really cool. Now, the green button is very interesting, I think, because it's essentially a plug-in that can run in any number of applications.
Great.
And like you said, so that's actually a very cool model to bring in your app, essentially, in the context of another app, obviously being related to what the person's trying to do. So in this case, I want to offload this really large computation to Azure.
That's right.
And I press the green button.
Yeah.
I still have to get my data up there.
That's right.
I mean, clearly, the network speed is a physics problem. You guys aren't going to solve that with magic code.
And we can't do that with our own data.
Exactly.
So we actually house our solutions up to where our customers are. So we've got a lot of customers in the States. So we made a choice there to do that. As well as having the green button in the apps that we've actually targeted, we're going to be releasing SDK very soon, so that and I've been working on that, whereby companies don't need to have that take that steep learning curve and find out all about Azure. We'll do that for them, and they can just provide us the assemblies and those native executables that will run the job. So the idea is, they could write the front-end plugin for their app, and then we'll do the management of storing their data, and then they provide us the ability to split the job and process the task. So that's that step of parallelizing it, and then we'll execute it for them in our framework. They'll get all that real-time feedback through the services that we provide. Mm-hmm. So it makes it a really empowering solution where we're sort of targeting multi-tenanted Azure processing system that's scalable. We get provide that out of the box. So the SDK will be it's quite simple, and it's amazing what you can do with it.
Absolutely, but you know, this really brings up a good point. I mean, you know, let's assume that somebody wants, I have a big job for you to do, and I want you to do it over 10,000 nodes.
Sure.
Now, depending upon how you guys are actually accomplishing the parallelism.
Well, that's exposed in our SDK. Okay. So you actually can choose. It really depends on the way the job can be processed. Mm-hmm. And for example, for images, we've done things like tiling. Mm-hmm. So whereby if you're rendering a 3D an image that's from a 3D model, we'll split it in maybe into 1,000 pieces, mm-hmm. and then delegate the processing of each of those tiles to a separate core.
Mm.
So you can see some amazingly fast results through that.
Absolutely.
So it depends on the task at hand.
Okay.
And that's a creative way of parallelizing processing. Movie files that we produce tend to be by frame.
Sure.
So get each core to do a frame.
Amazing.
Yeah. But again, we're not just limited to digital media. We look at things in the genetic space. So that's very interesting engineering, oil and
fluid
gas,
fluid dynamics,
anywhere where there's processing that's involved.
Cool. Yeah. And Azure's working for you.
That's it what certainly I want to is. Hear. We're seeing great results.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are there any challenges? I mean, so let's talk a little bit about your native framework, your native platform.
Yeah.
Clearly, you're going from MPI and Linux. I assume you're using GCC compiler.
Yes.
Maybe not. Were you able to take your existing investment? Clearly, you know, the C++ is a portable language. One would hope you didn't have to make too many changes.
No, actually, no. The MPI solution is a PHP solution. So the work that we did here for Azure was based on the experiences on that platform, but it wasn't a port per se. But the experience is very similar. So we actually are still running an MPI solution for the genetic side, the DNA sequencing side. Mm. So we still have that running on that platform. Mm. So we are waiting for MPI support in Azure, and we're very keen to move that over, and we can switch that off.
Excellent.
So yeah, it's obviously harder to maintain two systems, but we're very keen to move that over.
Perfect. And now let's talk a little bit about, you know, some of the challenges.
Sure. There are some small things, I guess, in terms of sometimes getting a native app to run on a server platform can be a little bit challenging. Mm-hmm. But we've got, you know, we've come up with some easy ways so we don't have to use virtual machines to do that, because we don't want the overhead of maintaining those.
Cool.
What else can I suggest? We worked with a partner actually to look at how scalable our solution was.
Mm-hmm.
So because I guess that's something quite hard for people to do. How well does your application scale?
Mm-hmm.
So we did some testing with a third party company called Soaster, who is service oriented testing and actually specifically looking at cloud. Mm-hmm. And they validated that we can run over 100,000 concurrent accesses to our site
actually
process. So it's pretty amazing validating our architecture.
Nice.
So
very nice.
Yeah.
How about in terms of how, so what I was trying, essentially what I was going to get at a little earlier was, there's this notion of, here's X number of cores, so X number of execution cores for you to split up, parallelize, run,
yep.
come back, join it all up, send it where you need to send it. Then there's the notion of scale.
Yes.
Just because you have 1,000 execution cores at your disposal, clearly doesn't guarantee that you're going to be able to solve the problem 1,000 times faster than if you're just using one. There's always going to be, potentially, mm-hmm. the ability that you can only get so far. So my question would be, you know, when you think about your platform and performance, You mentioned 100,000 concurrent requests to your application.
Yes.
What if you had 100,000 execution cores that you were targeting, which is a little bit ridiculous, but it's always fun to play that game.
Yeah.
You know, how far do you scale in terms of, I have this much compute available, I guarantee you, since I'm going to be paying up front, that if you select this ridiculous option to run this over 100,000 cores, nodes, if you will.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to cost you X, but we're going to guarantee that it's going to get done 100,000 times faster.
I think the idea is that it will be like the offer will be a capped offer.
Sure.
So that's the way that would be covered.
That's my out to lunch question, but I like to ask.
No, not a problem. Yeah. Not a problem. But I mean, the solution is about. I guess the architecture's validated that.
Perfect.
That it does scale and.
I think it's great. I mean, you're the first person I've interviewed, having done this a few times, that actually is really focusing on compute.
Yes.
There was another company that, which I think is a beautiful usage scenario for Azure, would be, you know, video encoding, right?
Yeah, I heard some guys talking about that yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I hope to see more and more of this, not just hosting websites and using a database, but also really taking advantage of what cloud computing has to offer.
Yeah.
That's elastic, scalable compute.
Absolutely.
Right, as they say.
Yeah.
Right on. Press the green button, people.
Absolutely, there it is.
There it is, man. So anything else you want to share with us? I mean, it sounds like you're having a great time and Azure's is working for you.
It certainly is, yeah. And I'm enjoying being here this week, so.
Cool. And unfortunately, we can't talk about what you're learning, but
no,
soon we will. Soon we will.
Indeed.
Hey, great to meet you. Nice work, man.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
Good.
Cheers.